A trip to boring Oregon is anything but, especially if you stop by the place Cliff Berrickman established back in 2019. Whatever you think of this mysterious creature, what Cliff has to share is often of interest to many worldwide. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Cliff Berrickman is a former elementary school teacher who loved to go into the woods and search for something that some say is real, while others remain skeptical. Today, he is the curator of the North American Bigfoot Center, just outside of Portland, Oregon.
The word Sasquatch, of course, was coined in British Columbia in the 1920s, and the native people all over North America have known about these things long before any white people were on the continent.
Cliff was one of the hosts of the TV show Finding Bigfoot on Animal Planet.
Over the years, we recorded vocalizations that can't be attributed to any other North American species quite a few times. And one time I even saw one in North Carolina through a thermal imager.
Cliff says the term Bigfoot, singular, may be part of the reason people write off the notion of a reclusive species.
That has contributed to the mythology that there's one individual Bigfoot walking around, and he has been seen in Florida and British Columbia. And of course, if that's what people think, it sounds like nonsense, because it would be.
Cliff isn't pushy with what he shares, but he is passionate about the story of an animal he believes is very real, but hard to spot.
Sasquatches are a perfectly normal species. They probably number in the low thousands or so all throughout North America, like maybe 5,000 or something. And people might say, oh, that's a lot. No, it really isn't. That would make it one of the most rare large animals in North America.
Cliff says when you consider he is in the woods all the time over many years and very rarely sees a bear, well, if Sasquatches are even in lower numbers, it's reasonable they'd be hard to ever see as well. It's a unique stop for people with differing beliefs about something described for centuries. Traveling the countryside at the Bigfoot Center in Boring, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.